Penyanyi berusia 24 tahun kelahiran Inggris, Ed Sheeran, untuk pertama kalinya mengeluarkan film mengenai konsernya yang diberi judul Jumpers for Goalposts.
I say you look secret. Every wish I've made in the last 5 years has come true.
Waktu ditanya apa alasan dia mengeluarkan film konser ini, Ed Sheeran mengatakan,
I don't know. I just find that whenever I'm on a British Airways flight, I always watch someone's concert film, and it always like I was never really a fan of Justin Bieber, and then I watched Never Say Never, and it made sense. So I was like, oh, I get it now. So I wanted to make a film that I could put on British Airways flights and have Chinese businessmen like my music.
Kata Ed Sheeran, dia selalu nonton film mengenai konser musisi dan penyanyi lain. Dan dia bilang ketika ia nonton film Never Say Never-nya Justin Bieber, dia yang katanya gak ngefans aja sama Bieber, bisa tertarik. Makanya dia langsung ingin membuat film seperti itu. Konser Ed Sheeran yang difilmkan untuk Jumpers for Goalposts ini adalah rangkaian konsernya di Stadion Wembley, London, Inggris. Jadi gugup gak sih mengingat konsernya ini difilmkan?
I wasn't too nervous about the recording of the show. I was nervous about the show because there were so many people there, but I wasn't too nervous about the recording of the show because we did 3 nights there, so I was like, I know if we mess up something tonight, we can do it tomorrow, and I know if we mess up that, then we can do it the next day. So whenever I messed up the song, I was always like, okay, tomorrow I'll make sure that little bit I get perfect, and then they can cut in between.
Ed Sheeran sih ngaku dia gugup bukan karena tahu konsernya difilmkan, tapi gugup karena tahu banyak sekali penonton yang hadir. Bayangkan saja, jumlah penonton setiap malamnya adalah 80 ribu orang. Jadi jumlah total penonton konser di 3 malam itu adalah 240 ribu orang. Nah, setelah filmnya jadi, gimana? Puas nggak Ed Sheeran melihat penampilannya sendiri di konser tersebut?
I'm not too critical of myself watching performances soon after. But I think if I watch it back in a year, I'll be pretty critical. Like whenever I look back on like performances I did in like 2011, 2012, I'll be like, oh God, that's not very good. But I think with the Wembley film, because it was only around just a couple of months ago, I won't be too critical, but in a year I definitely
will. Ed Sheeran bilang kalau dilihat sekarang sih dia puas-puas aja. Tapi biasanya kalau udah beberapa tahun lewat, nah biasanya dia merasa tuh ada yang kurang di penampilan tersebut.
This is my first ever headline stadium show. Reality's hit and you're like, I have to play to 240,000 people.
Mengenai Taylor Swift yang menarik lagu-lagunya dari Spotify, sebuah aplikasi untuk streaming lagu yang dapat diakses secara gratis, di mana Taylor Swift menganggap aturan untuk streaming online kurang jelas dan bisa merugikan sang artis, Ed Sheeran menganggap masalah itu lebih dirasakan oleh artis atau musisi-musisi kecil. Sementara untuk musisi atau artis besar, hal itu bukanlah masalah. Bahkan Ed Sheeran merasa kesuksesannya sekarang juga dibantu berkat peran dari Spotify, di mana fansnya terus bertambah termasuk di negara yang tidak menjual CD albumnya.
The Spotify thing's a weird argument because a lot of people go on about the financial thing with Spotify, and I definitely do agree with that for small artists and writers who are looking to get checks and stuff like that. But I think like if you're a big touring artist, like you shouldn't really complain about it, because I can now tour all around the world doing stadiums from Spotify. You know, I can go to Norway and Iceland and Thailand and just like random places where CD sales are not prevalent. I think I've sold like 2,000 records in Norway, but the song, I think the album, I don't know how many times it's been streamed, but it was number one for like 48 weeks there just on Spotify. So it's so Spotify for me, it works. And because I am a touring act, but I think the conversation with Spotify is more for new upcoming acts and writers. I think that's where the revenue should go. But I think when you're a big touring act, you use it to your advantage.
Nah guys, gini dulu obrolan bersama Ed Sheeran dari Washington DC, Irfan Rizan, VOA. VOA.